a 25-year tradition that keeps us all in good health. The Valley Health Community Wellness Festival, in partnership with Shenandoah University. It takes place tomorrow right there at Apple Blossom Mall. Back to tell us all the good news is Michael Wade. He's chair of the Valley Health Community Wellness Festival. Michael, great to connect with you again.
Great, Barry. I can't believe it's 25 years, and it's good to talk with you again.
25 years. And you guys have a special celebration lined up for tomorrow.
Yeah, at 1 o'clock tomorrow, we're taking a few moments to just kind of recognize that we've been doing the annual wellness checkup for our community. So we encourage people to come out at 1 o'clock, and we'll have some great prizes, some giveaways, some healthy snacks, and it'll just be a fun few minutes to recognize the 25-year accomplishment.
You know, what's really cool about this is that you have so many vendors. Apple Blossom Mall becomes one big health exhibit. I mean, there's experts and so forth at the different booths that you can stop and talk one-on-one with.
Yeah, that's really kind of a nice feature and easy access to a lot of different resources in our community. And as you mentioned, the mall is full from one end to another. We have about 100 different exhibitors or vendors there tomorrow, and it's going to be another busy day.
And in addition to the vendors who have all kinds of neat stuff to talk about and handouts, you've also got screenings and the fitness and wellness demos. Let's start with the screenings.
A lot of the screenings are similar in past years. We have the reduced cost blood work available from Valley Health Lab Services. There's blood glucose testing from Shenandoah University School of Nursing. There's body composition analysis, body mass index screenings, hearing, vision, and glaucoma screenings by the Lions Club. And that's just an assortment of the screenings that are available. The information's all available on the festival website if people want to check it out in advance.
And a lot of these screenings are absolutely free, too. And as far as fitness and wellness demos, always a lot of fun there.
Sure. They start with a Taekwondo demo and continue throughout the day with various different fitness programs. That's right, Barry. There's programs throughout the day, some focusing on fitness, like a Taekwondo demo. There's also healthy eating demonstrations. And then this year, kind of special, we're wrapping up the day with what we've called Inside the Human Body, a virtual reality tour. Shenandoah University's virtual reality program is going to be demonstrating kind of the virtual reality world, and that begins at 3 o'clock, and people will have an opportunity to actually, in effect, go inside a human heart, the brain, or other parts of the body, and it should be really cool. It's a nice addition this year.
That's awesome. And as always, you've got something for the kids.
Oh, of course. We couldn't do the festival without the Teddy Bear Clinic, so it's an opportunity for kids to stop by the Teddy Bear Clinic, pick a stuffed animal, and then kind of experience what a physical exam would be, and it's the idea that kids would be less nervous than when they go see their physician or have a health screening, and they'd be more comfortable, and it'll be a fun thing for them as well.
Now, Michael, what time does the festival actually get underway tomorrow?
The festival actually starts at 10 a.m. and runs all the way through 6. As we said, the celebration of 25 years is at 1 o'clock in the JCPenney Court.
And if we want more information or the lineup of vendors and what's going to be offered, where do we go?
ValleyHealthLink.com/wellnessfestival.
ValleyHealthLink.com/wellnessfestival. The Valley Health Community Wellness Festival, in partnership with Shenandoah University, celebrating 25 years. Just an incredible tradition and a tremendous asset to our community. Michael Wade is the chairperson of this festival. Michael, thanks for what you guys do and your committee, and looking forward to a big day tomorrow.
Great. Thank you, Barry.